Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cyfry Polsat Consolidated Annual Report for 2015 conference call. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Bartłomiej Drywa, Head of Investor Relations. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning or afternoon, everyone. Welcome on the group conference call regarding our annual results and the recent news acquisition of Midas Group. Our presentation will take up to 25 minutes, and it will be hosted by Tobias Sološ, our CEO, and Mr. Tomasz Szeląg, CFO. Maciej Stec from Telewizja Polsat and myself will be available for you during the whole Q&A session. Now I will give the floor to our CEO, Mr. Tobias Sološ.
Yes, hello. Our presentation is divided into five parts, which I will discuss together with Tomek, CFO of our group. First, I will briefly present the results of 2015. Then we will have moved to the transaction of Midas acquisition. Tomek will present technical details, whereas I will focus on business justifications. This is followed by a part in which we discuss the network rollout plans. In the next item, Tomek will present the impact of the acquisition and network rollout plans on our financial standings. Finally, my team and I will be ready to answer all your questions.
A
year ago, the management board set for the company four main strategic goals for 2015. I'm very pleased to inform you that we have managed to accomplish all of them. What is most important, accomplishment of the operational objectives and realizations of synergies enable us to generate much more cash than in the previous years, which I'm especially pleased with you. Let's look at the details. On slide number six, you see the main operating results of the group in the fourth quarter of 2015, and we are particularly pleased with two developments. First of all, our multi-play strategy turned out to be a great success. The goal we have set for ourselves that 1 million customers of Smart Dom program in 2015 has been easily accomplished. In absolute figures, this means the growth by 450,000 customers in 2015 alone. Thanks to this, we saw not only the increase of total number of service per customer from 201 to 213, but also the growth of ARPU by more than 1 zloty year-on-year. Secondly, we are very pleased with the growth of the total basement of contract services by 270,000 year-on-year, including pay TV increased by 104,000 quarter-on-quarter. It is worth mentioning that in this category, we recorded the growth of the number of both DTH customers, which with multi-room options and customers of our IPL online television. Mobile internet increased by 77,000 quarter-on-quarter, which in our opinion was possible thanks to the good offer as well as the best quality of our services on the market. However, what is most important, in the fourth quarter, we managed to stop the outflow of the mobile telephone customers. We recorded the growth in this year by 11,000 quarter-to-quarter, first time in the last three years. In the second segment, television production and broadcasting, that is Telewizja Polsat, we were performing considerably better than the market. Polsat Group ended in the year 2015 as the viewership leader. We can say that every fourth Pole watching TV watched Polsat channels. Thanks to this, every fourth PLN spent on advertising landed in our pockets. However, what is most satisfying is the fact that once again, the dynamic of our advertising revenue growth was substantially better in this case, two times better than the dynamic for the entire market. In 2015, the advertising market increased by 4.6%, whereas the advertising revenue of Polsat went up by nearly 8.6%. In other words, we may say that we have consumed half of the entire growth of the advertising market. What was the final financial effort of this development? Let's move to the next slide. We are very pleased with the achievement financial results. The pro forma revenue increased by 1% up to 9.8 billion zloty circa. As announced earlier, we improved free cash flow up to 1.3 billion zloty, a growth exceeding 100 million zloty year-on-year. EBITDA of nearly 3.7 billion and nearly 38% margin. Thanks to this, we managed to reduce our net debt to EBITDA from the level of 3 times to 2.87 times. Detailed information about our annual results can be found on our website and in the backup of this presentation. At the end of this part are a few words about the last goal which we set already in 2015, namely the realization of the synergy between CPE and Polkomtel. In our opinion, the realization of the synergies produced as planned and the activity we have undertaken will be able to consume most of the established financial effects. Revenue synergies are based on upselling of products in the SmartDrone program. If not for the merge of Polkomtel and CPE, we would not be able to prepare such a competitive multi-play product. Whereas thanks to SmartDrone, we have managed to upsell over 1 million additional service to our customers. The average ARPU on each upsold product exceeds 30 zloty. Therefore, it is easy to calculate on a cumulative financial effort in subsequent years, and we hope that we haven't said our last words yet. Cost synergies. So far, we have launched around 70 initiatives in various business areas. Most important initiatives focus on customer service area, sales network optimization, applying economy of scale in the remaining business areas. They generate the total of approximately 900 million zloty of savings to be consumed in the year 2014-2019. We are working on the next project in the area of IT, and we believe that the value of the synergy reach in the initial estimate level. Finally, the financial synergies have been delivered with the significant premium. The effects are clearly visible today in the level of net profit. Full effects will be visible in our results starting from the next quarter. To sum up, as you see, the year 2015 was very good for us. We are pleased with both the operating and the financial results. Now, without undue delay, we would like to move to the presentation of the most important news of the day, that is the acquisition of Midas. First, I would like to ask Tomasz to say a few words about the technical and the financial aspect of the transaction. Later, I will present the business and strategic importance of this acquisition for our group.
Thank you, Tobias. Ladies and gentlemen, in my part of the presentation, I will concentrate on the following questions, and I will try to answer them. First of all, what we exactly bought, then what the structure and steps of the acquisitions are, how we came to the valuation, and finally, what pro forma results are. On slide number 11, you've got key parameters of the transaction. I will talk firstly about the first stage, which means that today Polkomtel bought the Late Night company, and Late Night company controls 66% of shares in Midas Group. In terms of the price, the transaction is connected with the acquisition of Late Night's net liabilities of circa 788 million zlotys and 1 euro payment to Ortolog, the owner of Late Night, for the Late Night equity. Such parameters imply equity value of Midas Group at the level of 0.81 zlotys per share. Last bullet point actually talks that we are financing it from our own resources, but it's not a difficult task to find 1 euro for the transaction. The second stage is connected with the tender offer. We also started tender offer today, and the detailed information you have on slide number 12. Our aim is to purchase all shares being in free float at the Warsaw Stock Exchange in the amount of 34%. I mentioned the price. This is exactly the same price we paid to the majority shareholders of 0.81 zlotys. The whole process and subscription will start on 21st of March 2016, and we estimate that the whole process will be settled on 27th of April 2016. In the process of tender, we issued the bank guarantee. Actually, one of the bank issued it for us, and we guarantee the tender. Finally, we will finance the whole process with the use of cash from the Polkomtel's balance sheet. Slide number 13, how we approach the valuation. First of all, we decided to use two methods. The first one was adjusted net book value, and the second one additionally was discounted cash flow. We didn't use multiples and comparable transactions because it's very difficult to find such transactions similar to Midas. Anyway, both methods showed and proved that we are paying the fair value, and in my opinion, very attractive one. As usual in such transactions, we also ask the top name company, EY, to provide us with a fairness opinion, and they did it and also confirm that the transaction is done at the fair value. Valuation, the last bullet, valuation does not include synergies, but as Tobias will talk later on, we've been cooperating with Midas for a long time, and we've exploited the synergies to the relatively high level so far. On the right-hand side graph, you have the price we offer in comparison to the 3-month and 6-month average, and you can see that there is a substantial premium for shareholders of Midas, and I believe they will respond to our tender. Last but not least, on this part, historical pro forma results. We assume that Midas was part of Polsat Group beginning from 2013, and you can see that the revenue in each year exceeded substantially 9 billion zlotys level. What is important here, EBITDA margin was more or less 40% in each year, and CapEx to revenue KPI was the highest one was in 2015, and it was only 8.5%. Last but not least, free cash flows were close to the level actually Polsat Group published on the standalone basis. It was 1,282,000,000 in comparison to 1.3 billion we reported without Midas Group. It proves definitely that we are talking here about very stable business model, and at the same time, thanks to this transaction, we will consolidate frequencies and all important assets in one capital group. To sum up, we took control over Midas and started the tender offer for the rest of the shares. The price for Midas is fair and, in my opinion, I mentioned it, very attractive. Last but not least, pro forma results prove the stability of the business model. Why we bought Midas and what benefits this transaction generates will be presented by Tobias.
Okay, thanks. As Tomek said, our company have long cooperation together. We are bound by a commercial agreement related to the wholesale purchase of the data transmission services and the lease of telecommunication infrastructure. What is most important, however, is the fact that the frequencies owned by Midas are of key importance for us and for the strategy of the entire group. The set frequencies are as follows: 1,800 MHz band, thanks to which our customer have access to the best LTE network, and 900 MHz band. It ensure 100% coverage of Poland with 3G technology. Under the transaction, we also have over the part of the infrastructure currently held by Midas. And what is most important is the structure is fully complementary to our network. However, the most important in the business effect of this acquisition, this effect may divide into four aspects, which I present on the next slide. First of all, we acquire key assets which are necessary for our further execution of the group strategy in the area of internet and multiplay services. Secondly, we obtain more freedom and flexibility in creation of offers and tariffs, thanks to the elimination of external costs of data transmission services. Thirdly, thanks to the elimination of external costs, we are also eliminate the risk of further growth of the cost of gigabyte, which translates into profitability of our services, and we also retain the entire cash inside the group. Finally, this way we ensure better transparency of operation of our group by the elimination of settlements which are filed entities. Now, when the acquisition of Midas has been successfully finalized, it is a good time to shed more light on our plans related to acquired frequencies and joint network rollout in the future. We are currently witnesses of the action of 800 MHz frequency, a very costly action as it turns out. Therefore, let me present the position of our group once more. First of all, we have decided that the price for the paid block of 800 MHz is too high, and further investments could be ineffective and unprofitable. The same goes for a possible renewal of the reservation of spherical frequencies band, the owner of which we have indirectly became, if the cost of such renewal would be analogous to the prices implied by the auction which is currently coming to an end. In view of the above, we provided you with an alternative plan which assumes further network rollout based on the owned and recently acquired frequencies in 1800 and 900 MHz bands. Let's look at the next slide to get better understanding of the decision. All blocks marked green are currently controlled by our group. It is clearly visible that the amount of radio spectrum which we currently utilized for the data transmission service is sufficient to accomplish our medium-term strategic goal. But as we are also thinking about the future, we have decided to continue with the network development. This refers mainly to the refarming of the part 900 MHz band, which should be considerably improved the parameters of G services and further rollout of the LTE 1800 network. Where, thanks to the continuous 20 MHz band, we offer to our customers the internet services of the best quality on the entire market. I am sure you are interested in the timeline and the cost efficiency of this investment. More details are present on the next slide. Our project should take approximately 2 or 3 years. During that time, we intend not only to improve the coverage, but also significantly increase the capacity of the LTE 1800 network. Furthermore, thanks to the refarming of the 900 MHz, we would obtain additional capacity in 3G, which will improve quality parameters of this network, which is very similar to 800. We do not rule out that in the near future we will be able to launch an LTE advanced network with the speed up to 300 megabits per second. What is most important, all these investments can be executed with relatively low additional capex at the level of approximately 1 billion zloty in the next 3 years. Furthermore, even with additional investments, the capex to revenue ratio in the first years should not exceed 10%. In conclusion, let me state that we are able to accomplish our business objectives by spending much less than our competitors, which invests enormous amount of money into purchase and roll of the LTE 800 network. I believe that is very important decision from the point of view of our shareholders of our group. I will now give the floor to Tomek, who will explain you how the acquisition of MIDAS and our joint plans regarding the network will translate into the financial result of our group.
Thank you. In the second part of my presentation, I will try to answer and address the following issues. First of all, how we want to approach towards acquired balance sheet of MIDAS, and how we are going to finance the rollout of the network Tobias mentioned. Then what the group's liquidity profile after refinancing is, and finally how we structure our deleveraging and dividend policy. On slide number 23 you have information about pro forma debt. We start from the left part of the slide, the pro forma debt at the end of January. We assumed here that high yields of Polkomtel were paid. And then we have this estimation or assumptions in terms of the mid-year, and finally how we want to approach the debt at the end of 2016. In the first 1 to 3 rows you have the Polsat Group debt. As you know, the term loan is amortized and paid on the quarterly basis, which means that this part of the debt will going down through the time. In terms of notes of Polsat Group 1 billion, we will service the coupon. And in terms of the revolving facility, we will use it to refinance the term loan of MIDAS, which is lower on the slide. MIDAS also has zero coupon notes together with light night notes, and these notes we would like to repay in the future too, because they are relatively more expensive in comparison to other financing instruments we have in our group. Just to remind you, zero coupon MIDAS notes have discount rate of 16% and zero coupon light night notes of 10%. We will use the current cash we have in our group, which is very high, and we also produce additional cash from operating activities. On slide number 24, I showed you that the flexibility in terms of cash position of our group is relatively high. We presented, this is illustrative approach, but we presented a typical year in the midterm. You know the first number, 1.2 billion, because this was our official guidance in terms of free cash flows for 2015. We also mentioned several times in the past that interest savings from current refinancing in Polsat Group is close to 400 million zlotys. Tobias mentioned about the maximum incremental capex, which on a yearly basis should be between 200 to 400 million zlotys. It gives us the potential future free cash flows of 1.2 to 1.4 billion zlotys. And in my opinion, this is conservative approach, because when you look at note number one, you will see that we assumed here that free cash flow of MIDAS Group will be neutral. Scheduled debt repayments of 900 million zlotys to 1,100,000,000, depends on the year. And last part of the graph, you can see we didn't put the number, but you can see the space for further deleveraging or for dividend payout. Last time during our call I mentioned that I see the possibility to fulfill both purposes, namely to systematically deleverage the company, but also to start regular payouts of the dividend. And when the dividend is involved, which is on slide number 25, you can see that if we have net debt to EBITDA KPI below 3.2 times, which assumes also potential dividend we would like to pay. The group has the right and opportunity to start dividend payments. Our aim as the management board is to deliver the company to the level of 1.75 times. Why this level? Because below 1.75 times our debt can be unsecure one. And between 3.2 times to 1.75 times, you've got the space we can use to pay dividends, and the management board purposes to return to regular payouts of the dividends starting from 2017. From profit for 2016, and we will announce the dividend policy during the next quarters. We would like to do it still in 2016. To sum up, we can afford not only for the financing of our multi-play strategy together with rollout of the network Tobias mentioned, but we have also enough space for the future deleveraging of the group and dividend payments. And now it's time for the summary of the whole presentation we prepared for you today, which will be presented by Tobias again.
Okay, thanks Tomek. A few words of the summary concludes the presentation. First of all, our business proceeds as planned, which is proven by the success of SmartDom, and we intend to continue the multiplayer strategy. We will be satisfied if we manage to connect around 100,000 of new customers per quarter on average in 2016. Secondly, we have delivered most of the estimated synergies, and next initiatives will be gradually implemented. Thirdly, we have finalized the purchase of Midas, and what is important at the price, which is in our opinion attractive and fair for the shareholders of both parts. Fourthly, we have our own network rollout plan, much cheaper than the expensive investment into the LTE at 100 network. And finally, I believe that our financial standing will be continue to be a distinct feature of our group on the TMT market, which will be enable us to reduce the indebtedness and, what is most important, pay the dividend to our shareholders starting from the next year, 2017. This is all we have prepared for you today. Now we are ready for answer and questioning.
Operator, we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question.
Hello.
Our first question is from Vibhor Kumar, Citigroup. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I have two questions. The first question is on the guidance. It would be really great if you could give some detailed guidance for 2016. I'm just wondering what stops company to give any kind of guidance given all major restructuring related to M&As or acquisitions are now done and the debt restructuring is over as well. So any kind of guidance would be really helpful. And the second question is more of a clarification on dividend. So am I to understand that the leverage level to pay the dividend is still at 2.5 times. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So I will start the second question. The last time or the previous aim to be below 2.5 times level once we start thinking about dividend, it's not the case here. On the slide, but I showed the number. On the slide, when I was talking about the dividend, I showed that the possibility of dividend payment is below 3.2 times, and that we would like to be at the level of 1.75 times, but we don't have any specific year we would like to be at this level. That's why in each year, once we are below 3.2 times, we are ready and we would like to start paying dividend, not only repaying the debt. So 2.5 times level is not existing anymore. Does it address your question?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay. So in terms of the guidance, you know, we've discussed it very often in the past. We do not forecast. We are trying to give some guidance. I gave you the guidance on free cash flows that the level of 1.2 to 1.4 times 1.4 billion zlots is the level we feel very comfortable for 2016. In terms of RGUs, we would like to continue our multi-play strategy and to sell as many products as possible. Talking about numbers, during the last quarters, it was on average basis more or less 100,000 new clients in Smart Dom, and we would like to maintain this speed in 2016. When the CapEx guidance is involved, we would like to have CapEx to revenue not exceeding 10%, excluding UMTS payments, which we are doing in September. And in terms of EBITDA, you know, it's very difficult to give you any guidance because the EBITDA will be impacted on some trends that are happening, like new agreement with Play. We will have lower revenues from Play in 2016 in comparison to the previous years. We don't know yet the final decisions about international roaming rules, how we need to apply them beginning from April 2016. That was on the negative side. On the positive side, we can see some stabilization on the telco market in Poland, which was proved also by our competitors. If the market is stabilized and we don't suffer too much from the international roaming regulations, I believe that we can try to maximize the benefits and to have. I don't want to use neutral EBITDA, but definitely stabilization of the market is the most important issue, which we assume to manage negative trends that EBITDA is under pressure. I mentioned.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a follow-up on telco markets stabilization. If you look at the current trends, and one of the competitors has been pushing quite hard on marketing activities, and clearly they have been suggesting that the 16 will be also kind of high in terms of commercial activities. So do you think that you can maintain the subscriber additions which was quite good in fourth quarter and in this year as well?
You know, I believe I can get the competitor's name you mentioned. I can see also the IR on our conf call. So hello Leszek. You know, we are targeting different groups. Orange is targeting more big cities, downtowns, and our clients are in smaller cities, rural areas where you don't have fixed line, good quality infrastructure, which means that we are not competing for the same clients. And what was proved in 2015 that even relatively high marketing spendings of Orange in 2015 still helped, didn't impact our Smart Dom acquisitions because what I mentioned, we targeted different clients, and that's why I said that in 2016 I also assume that we can realize our strategy. I gave you the guidance of 100,000 clients on average on the quarterly basis, which shows that we will try to do our best, and I hope we'll deliver this number.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question is from Vera Sutedja, Erste Bank. Madam, please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My question is related to the dividend. So on page 24 in your presentation, if I imply this chart, basically I can say that the dividend size on a yearly basis will be approximately up to 500 million per year maximum. That's the pool of the funds. Do I understand correctly? And is this the? I was trying to understand how about your 33 to 66% payout ratio. Is this still valid, or which one is actually now the one that we have to use for dividend policy?
Okay.
The second question. Yep.
I will answer the first question, and then you will ask the second one. Is it okay for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so on this graph, as I said at the beginning, we presented illustrative approach how the typical year could look like. I also mentioned that this potential future free cash flows between 1.2 to 1.4 is conservative one, because we assumed Midas neutral free cash flow. That's why when we are talking about potential dividend cake, using this word, we are not talking about the level up to 500 million. I believe that we can have even more. But what is important here, I will try to discuss it with you, talking at the same time about how much money I decided to spend on early prepayments of the debt, how much money I decided to recommend as the management board for the dividend, and how much money I decided to spend for the incremental capex connected with the rollout of the network. So it's very difficult to talk about the specific year, but I wouldn't talk only about the level up to 500 million, because as I said, neutral free cash flow of Midas is very conservative approach. In terms of the dividend policy, I mentioned that we would like to have and announce new dividend policy at the end of this year. That's why the previous dividend policy talking about the level 33 to 66% of the net profit will not be valid as well when we publish the new dividend policy. So regular return to regular payments of the dividend beginning from 2017 will be also connected with the new dividend policy we would like to announce until the end of 2016. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question? Okay.
Yeah, that answered my question. And I move to my second question, please.
Okay.
It's regarding what you just mentioned, there's a potential future free cash flow of 1.2 to 1.4, which you said repeatedly, it's conservative, because mm-hmm. it's basically flat to compare to the existing free cash flow, and assuming, I was wondering, so where is the synergy from? Because when there was the acquisition of Polkomtel, we have a chart of where all the synergy costs, capex, and so on coming from. So actually, I was trying to have this similar expectation. What would be your synergy in terms of cost, or in terms of opex, or in terms of capex?
Mm-hmm.
So to have the potential upside from this chart rather than a stable free cash flow compared to pre-acquisition.
Yeah, so first of all, please bear in mind that this increased investment in telecommunication network in the range of 200 million and 400 100 million zlots. We didn't include it in the previous calculation, so this is definitely, it will be definitely financed from the incremental free cash flows we will generate thanks also to the acquisition of Polkomtel that happened last year. So that's the first comment. And you also underlined it, that I repeated several times about conservative approach. You are right. The whole section about synergies we prepared for you starts on slide number, but you can go there. Start on slide number. Just a moment, please. Some technical problems we have, but this is on slide number 49. You can see cost synergies information here. Tobias mentioned it. We implemented 69 different initiatives. Some of them had positive impact on our costs in 2014 and 15, but majority of them, because they are backloaded, will have positive impact in the future. The more detailed information are on slide number 50. And what is important here, I believe that slide number 51, I can comment, you can see the cost synergies in specific year because of the lower left-hand side graph. You can see that 72 additional OPEX synergies that happened in 2015 were covered by the increase of gigabyte cost or increase in interconnect cost, but anyway, we are realizing them, and of course, if they materialize in the future, they will have positive impact also on the free cash flows KPI.
If I'm not mistaken, this from this page 49, does that already include the synergies from Midas, or is that only with Polkomtel, this 855 in total?
This is only we are talking only about Polkomtel. As you remember, we promised 1.5 billion zlots on the cost side. Here we are proving you that we will deliver 855 million from the initiatives we've implemented so far. On slide number 52, you can see that we didn't say our last word here, and we are working on the current, on the future initiative on the cost side, also connected with Polkomtel acquisition, not with Midas. In terms of Midas, you know, Midas acquisition is a very strategic one. Under one roof, we can consolidate the frequencies. As Tobias mentioned, we will not pay for gigabytes outside of the group. And synergies themselves were not as important as in terms of Polkomtel acquisition. That's why if they happen on the process of integration of both companies, it will be value added, but we didn't take it into consideration in price negotiations and evaluation of the Midas.
So therefore, the 1.2 to 1.4 billion, at least does that already include this 855 million initiatives, or it's still very clean?
You know, we are talking about 2016 year, so when we realize the synergies, when they materialize in our P&L, it will have also positive impact on our free cash flows.
Okay, understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Vera.
Our next question is from Vyacheslav Degtyarev, Goldman Sachs. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the presentation. I have a couple of questions. The first one is, how do you expect your mobile market share to evolve following the 4G spectrum distribution in the country? Do you think that your network development plan will be enough to preserve the market share in the mobile market, or the fight for the market share is not really your target? And my second question is, are you looking for any other inorganic growth opportunities in Poland, so basically M&A plans? Thank you.
Okay, so maybe I will address the second question. At the moment, we've got all puzzles, all assets we would like to have under one roof. We need some time to integrate them to maximize the value. So we are not working at the new projects, M&A projects at the moment. But, you know, in business, never say never. If some new opportunity happens, definitely we will investigate it, but it's not the case at the moment. In terms of the mobile market, as Tobias mentioned several times today, we don't want to spend 2 billion zlotys for 500 megahertz block of 800 for 5 megahertz block of 800 megahertz spectrum, but we've got our own plan, which is cheaper, but still gives us competitive advantage towards our competitors. So definitely mobile internet is our key driver of the revenues and key and important part of our smart dome offering. That's why we would like to continue our business growth in this field as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Vibhor Kumar, Citigroup. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. Just a follow-up on the last question on mobile market share. The question backs again on your competitors' move. As you just said, your market segment is different from the leader there, and but at the same time, the leader itself is targeting your market by FTTH combination, and that's so basically they have LTE and the FTTH investments, so which basically poses a lot of risk to your mobile broadband as well in the rural areas. So how do you think that your current plannings with ODU technologies and 1800 will basically help you to defend your market share in your core markets?
Okay, so I will go back to the slide Tobias described during the presentation, because it is very important with the frequencies. This is slide number 20. You can see here that first of all, we would like to use 900 megahertz, 4.2 megahertz bandwidth where we've got current 2G customers. We would like to do refarming of these frequencies, and we are not talking about theory here. In one of the region of Poland, we did it, and it works. And as a result, this 4.2 megahertz bandwidth we can dedicate for HSPA Plus services. And this is reality. When we are talking about LTE, at the moment we are using 5 megahertz block of Spheria, but we have also 900 megahertz block with 3G with the yellow color in the frame. You can see that when we don't renew the 800 megahertz license, we will dedicate this bandwidth for LTE services, keeping the same quality. And last but not least, as Tobias said, we will build additional capacity on 1800 megahertz spectrum, and last but not least, the new technology connected with carrier aggregation is also very attractive from our business point of view. I don't know if you read, on Friday we announced that we aggregate 1800 and 2600 megahertz frequencies, and we in real environment we achieved LTE Advanced up to 300 megabits per second speed. So definitely the technology is going is developing very rapidly. We've got enough spectrum basket for keeping the competitive advantage. Our competitors like Orange, they didn't have spectrum with the specific like 800 or 900 megahertz. That's why they were determined to buy it. It's not the case in our situation. Of course, this is care product. We would like to have it, but not paying 2 billion zlots.
Understood. And just to, a small clarification, is there any significant refarming cost for 900?
As Tobias said, all these activities connected with refarming of 900 megahertz from 2G to HSPA Plus and from 3G to LTE, investing in additional base stations in 1800 megahertz spectrum, and also carrier aggregation, all of them will cost us up to 1 billion zlots incrementally in coming 3 years.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question is from Vera Sutedja, Erste Bank. Madam, please go ahead.
Sorry to disturb again regarding the question. So I wanted to clarify regarding the network rollout plan of this no more than 1 billion for 2016 and 18. Is this already included in your free cash flow target or not? And the other question is, you mentioned before about the uncertainty regarding the revenues from Play. Can you elaborate what's that about and the potential or the existing size of this revenue? Thank you.
Okay, so the first answering the first question, yes, they are included in the free cash flow guidance. You've got it. This is 1, 2, 3. The third number on page 24, between 200 to 400 million zlots. This is on a yearly basis. This is incremental capex we would like to spend on the rollout of the network. I answered the Vibor question.
Thank you.
And in terms of the revenue, we gave the guidance in the past in terms of the Play revenue. We are talking about more or less before we had the revenues close to 100 million zlots on a yearly basis. Now we are talking about 20-30 million zlots on a yearly basis. So the gap is 70 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other questions. Your speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you very much for attendance. All informations are available on our webpage, and we are looking forward to speak to you again in May during our first quarter of 2016 results. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.